You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, BC. This radio is diverse, independent, and always yours. Check us out at cjsf.ca or search CJSF 90.1 FM on SoundCloud.
Welcome to Modern Jazz Today with your hosts Carrie Gaffney
and Jeff Williams,
where we will focus on the ever-evolving landscape of today's jazz, traversing the genre and presenting what's new, what's groundbreaking, and where it's happening, right here and only here on Modern Jazz Today. Welcome to another edition of Modern Jazz Today. We've got some fun tunes ahead of us in this set. Up first, Bahama Soul Club. The album's called Sundub Society, and we'll check into Surfing Xavial. Let's check it out.
We'll be right back.
fellow modern jazz lovers, as we connect the guide tones through this intricate maze of melodies, I want to introduce you to a concept that's as fascinating as the music we're sharing on Modern Jazz Today. It's a life philosophy I call jazzitudinal. Now, what is jazzitudinal? You might wonder. Well, my friends, it's an outlook on life that parallels the ebb and flow of jazz. It's about embracing life's syncopation, those unexpected beats, the same way a seasoned musician welcomes a spontaneous jam session or the sound of an unexpected chordal structure. Jazzitudinal is about finding our groove amidst the intricacies of life, navigating our path like a bassist syncing with the subtle complexities of a drummer's polyrhythms and a vibrant modern jazz feel. It's where the free-form improvisation of a jazz moment meets the diligent study of an etude, a conversation, if you will, between the spontaneous and the structured, the fluid and the fixed. Just like our artist being featured in this jazzitudinal moment, Will Clements. Clements has mastered the art of navigating between the major and the minor, dissonance and resolution, complexity and simplicity in his music. He embodies jazzitudinal, moving with intention and grace through all the labyrinth of his craft, letting the notes fall where they may, but always grooving with that precision and finesse honed by countless intentional sessions with etudes. So, Clements is here to help us explore this jazzitudinal way of life by telling us more about the structured and the spontaneous in Back to Black.
So as I was trying to find a cover to do on the record, I used to love listening to Amy Winehouse when I was a teenager, and I thought it would be really fun to do something from her catalog because her music is so iconic and recognizable and universal for so many people. I thought it would be really fun to try to do a version of Back to Black with my own influences and interpretation of an arrangement, and I was trying to think of different ways to present that piece. I somehow stumbled upon the idea of incorporating a Cuban sort of bass line with Latin influences into the arrangement. And once I came up with an intro for this arrangement, I really got excited at where it was developing, and it kind of just unraveled from there. I was really nervous performing it because I wasn't sure if it would translate well to an audience. And once we recorded it as a band, that's when things really started to lock in. And as I started performing it locally in my home city of Vancouver, I started realizing that this was really special and really fun to play. So I hope you enjoy my arrangement of Back to Black.
It's not enough. like a kite. I'm a tiny penny rolling up the walls inside. We only said goodbye with words. I died 100 times. You go back to her and I'd go back to her. I'd go back.
Up next is Sammy Figueroa. The album is called Searching for a Memory, and we'll check into the track Margie. Then Steve Snyder Trio. His album's called Prime Vintage, and we'll check into Sharp Left. Let's dig in.
Thank you.
Into Modern Jazz Today. This is your host, Jeff Williams, inviting you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. There you can find this week's playlist, featured albums, and exclusive interviews. We have a lot of great music coming up for you in this set. What do we have for them, Carrie?
We're going to kick things off with Alchemy Sound Project. The album's called Africa Love. We'll check into the track, The Fountain. Then Michael Whalen, his new album's called Future Shock. And we'll check into the groovin' tune, Poly Jam. Then Dabin Rue, her album's called Wall. And we'll check into the track, Suspicion. Let's get this hour kicked off.
Thank you.